Port of Brownsville marks completion of major ship channel expansion. Texas border business. Texas border business. Brownsville, Texas. The Port of Brownsville celebrated the completion of the Brazos Island Harbor Channel Improvement Project on June 25 with a ribbon-cutting ceremony hosted by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, USACE, the Brownsville Navigation District, BND, and NextDecade. The milestone marks the completion of one of the most significant maritime infrastructure projects in South Texas and positions the port among the deepest deep-draft ports in Texas. The project deepened the Brownsville ship channel by an additional 10 feet, increasing the entrance and jetty channels from 44 to 54 feet and the main channel from 42 to 52 feet. The expanded depth allows larger vessels carrying heavier cargo to access the port, improving navigation safety, reducing transit times, and strengthening the region's role in the nation's maritime supply chain. Today's completion is more than a navigation milestone, it's a strategic investment in America's economic strength, said Brigadier General George H. Walter, commander of the USACE Southwestern Division. This deeper, safer federal channel expands our capacity for international trade, strengthens critical energy infrastructure, and advances both economic security and U.S. energy dominance. Federal, state, and local officials joined project partners to commemorate the achievement, including USACE Galveston District Commander Colonel David W. Dake, BND Chairman Sergio Tito Lopez, Port Director and CEO William Dietrich, and NextDecade Chief Operating Officer Tariq Skaik. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez also recognized the project's completion, noting that funding secured through the bipartisan infrastructure law helped make the long-awaited investment possible. I'm thrilled to have secured funding for this project through the bipartisan infrastructure law, Gonzalez said. By connecting our communities more directly to global markets, we are creating opportunities for local workers and businesses while giving the region a stronger foundation for sustained economic growth. Selected in 2019 as one of only four nationwide USACE public-private partnership pilot projects, and the only navigation project chosen, the Brazos Island Harbor Initiative demonstrates the impact of collaboration among federal, local, and private partners. Construction included channel deepening, dredging of berthing areas, improvements to dredged material placement sites, and updated navigation aids. The Port of Brownsville also plans to invest an additional $50 million in landside infrastructure improvements. For generations, the Brownsville Ship Channel has connected our region to opportunity, Lopez said. This improvement gives the port the capacity to pursue new industries and serve as an even stronger economic engine for South Texas. The Port of Brownsville served as the project's non-federal sponsor, while NextDecade participated as the private partner. Segment A was privately funded, while Segment B received joint funding from USACE and the Port of Brownsville. Construction began in 2024 and concluded this year. According to Dietrich, the deeper channel will significantly improve the port's competitiveness by accommodating larger, fully loaded vessels and increasing cargo efficiency. Skaik added that the improvements will also support the long-term development of the Rio Grande LNG project while strengthening U.S. liquefied natural gas exports and the Rio Grande Valley's role in global energy markets. Authorized under the Water Infrastructure Improvements for the Nation Act of 2016, the project carries an estimated cost of $295.2 million. As the only deep-water seaport located directly on the U.S.-Mexico border, the Port of Brownsville remains a vital gateway for international trade. The port contributes more than $1 billion annually to the Rio Grande Valley economy, more than $12 billion statewide, and supports over 100,000 Texas jobs.